Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is a vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
And yes, as always, I always enjoy hearing that eloquent and elongated intro by Morphicity Recording. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in this Central Texas area football recruiting game with the legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Whew. First, I'd like to give a big congratulations to Mr. Cam Newton on signing that big mega deal worth over $100 million. Hey, I can't lie to you folks. I'm the biggest Cam Newton fan on earth. I don't care if he's not from Central Texas. Just got to give credit where credit is due. But enough of all that talk. Student-athletes, or students in general, are now getting out of school for the summer break, so I want to encourage everyone throughout the entire 600-mile radius of Central Texas to continue working hard, especially the 2016 prospects that have yet to receive their first offer. If you take care of your business off the field and remain confident in yourself and your abilities, I have no doubt that your time will come and you'll eventually bring in that first offer, which will hopefully be the first of numerous offers. What I mean is, practice the way that Michael Jordan used his workout mentality, like you were cut from your high school team, displaying an insatiable appetite to always want to get better. Again, you have to work while everyone else is sleeping. So use this summertime to get stronger, get faster. Whatever you have to do, keep your nose clean, stay out of trouble, focused on this upcoming season. Remember, your teammates are depending on you, and you are depending on your teammates as well. So make sure that you guys reciprocate those efforts to work to get yourselves better. Well, tonight we have a special guest, Mr. Sammy Ochoa, our number one defensive tackle prospect in the 2017 class in Central Texas from Austin Lake Travis. As always, this is going to be a great convo with one of the most versatile prospects on the defensive line throughout Central Texas. So we want to make sure all of you all get to know who this young man is. Immediately after the broadcast, you can go to our blog page, SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com, and be able to see Sammy's profile, his highlights, and also you can listen to this radio show as many times as you like after we finish broadcasting tonight. Again, that's SyntexFootballScoop.blogspot.com. We're now in camp season. So prospects, continue to give your very best first impressions, meaning work hard and compete hard. The college coaches are going to be watching because you're going to be at their camps. So make sure you give your very, very best effort each time out. And also, yes, sir, no, sir, I don't know, sir. Okay? First impressions are lasting impressions. So make sure that you make your camp experience priceless in the eyes of college coaches. If you have not done so yet, follow us on Twitter, student athletes, fans alike, at TA Scouting Scoop. That's at TA Scouting Scoop. Our popular hashtag that we normally use is Syntex Football. Anytime you click on that hashtag, most likely you're going to see TA Scouting Scoop posting something. And also football recruiting for all of our football recruiting fanatics that are out there. All right. Also, Facebook, Facebook, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA's Syntex, and last word, Football Prospects. Send us a friend request. We'll be sure to add you as a friend. And also, if you have not done so already, as far as ordering the copy of our Winter Honors magazine, go to our website, TAScoutingScoop.com. That's TAScoutingScoop.com. Click on Scouting Magazine. This is basically for everyone that made our district, our Syntex, my personal all Syntex team, that is, and also all state with all of our seniors that signed the national letters of intent to go off to college. You must have a PayPal account in order to make your purchase. It's a very interesting piece of work, and I am very proud to be associated with it. Well, folks, we're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to be back to talk with our very special guest this evening, Mr. Sammy Ochoa from Austin Lake Travis High School. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Toastmasters, folks. Toastmasters International. Make sure you check them out in a city near you. Yes, I realized that was for the Temple chapter. And believe me, if you have an appetite to want to increase or improve on your public speaking skills, Toastmasters is the organization for you. Believe me, it can work wonders for you because it did for me. And there's no way I would be able to give motivational speeches or broadcast live on the air if it were not for me joining Toastmasters some years ago. All right, without further ado, I'd like to welcome our very special guest this evening, Mr. Sammy Ochoa from Lake Travis High School in Austin. Sammy, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm great. I appreciate you taking time away from your busy schedule. I know school is either getting out or you guys may already be out of school, and I know you probably have a busy summer as far as making sure that you continue to improve your skills tremendously right here in the Central Texas area.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're finishing up finals this week and looking forward to going into a great summer.
All right. All right, Sammy, well, let's go ahead and cut to the chase. Now, you attend Lake Travis High School in the capital city area, the same school that produced guys like Garrett Gilbert, Ty Reesing, Rob Turner, most recently Rashawn Nixon, and your teammate from this past season, Dominic DeLara. What does it mean to you to be a Lake Travis Cavalier, my apologies, and also being in the city of Austin?
Oh, it's a great honor to attend Lake Travis High School, not only as a player, but as a student. I remember when they won the third straight state title. I just remember, wow, three straight titles? I had never seen that before. And then the next four, and then five after that, I just was just in awe, and I wanted to get my own.
Okay. All right. Now, is it five or six straight titles that they won, that you guys have won?
It's five.
Five. Okay. Whew. Man, most teams don't even see one. So, again, man, that's an outstanding feat for anyone in the state of Texas. And, of course, Central Texas is definitely proud to be associated with a school like Lake Travis. Now, Lake Travis, of course, has numerous state championships, as you just stated. What are the goals for the Cavaliers for this upcoming season? Okay, I mean, what are you guys' goals?
Well, we definitely want to start off the season great with our scrimmage before the season starts. and then hopefully get off to a good start. I think it's Waco Midway, our first game, and just get rolling in our district, win district, and then continue on into the playoffs and play those next 6 weeks. Definitely practice on Thanksgiving and make it to state, you know.
All right. 6 weeks, folks. I have never had a student athlete come on our show and say the 6 weeks in the playoffs. Man, that truly means you have an endless thirst to get to Cowboy Stadium, also known as Jerry's World, to hold up that big trophy at the end of the game. So again, I definitely commend you on that. Now, Sammy, aside from yourself, is there anyone else on your team that you like to make known for college coaches, fans, and scouts like myself to be aware of?
I'd like to give a special shout-out to our safety, Austin Hiller. He's been in the playoffs for our baseball team that recently just lost in the playoffs, but he's a heck of a baller. I think very underrated, and I think he could open some eyes if he got his name out there.
Okay. All right. Is that the only guy that you'd like to make known?
Austin Hiller, Charlie Brewer, and Malik Barker.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So, folks, fans out there, college coaches, remember those names, okay? You heard it from Samuel Choa, the guy that plays a huge role for the Lake Travis Cavaliers. Now, Sammy, of course, hey, we already know that you cannot play football if you don't have the academics. With that being said, what is your grade point average, and how important are academics to you personally?
My grade point average as of now is a 3.78. And what academics means to me is, I mean, I know you can't play football forever, so you gotta have another choice. But academics is a huge part of my life. My dad is a coach, and my mom always preach about it. Always preach good grades. Gotta do better. And academics
hey,
will take
like
you a long way.
Right. I like the fact that you mentioned you can't play football forever. So with that being said, do you have any idea on what you want to do after your life of football is over?
I'd like to do something in the medical field. Maybe become a doctor, or become a doctor as my mom is. My mom's a dentist. That'd be pretty awesome.
Okay. Man, beautiful. Beautifully said, young man. Beautifully said. Okay, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and talk more football with Sammy Ochoa from Austin Lake Travis. So stay tuned.
Inspire Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatments. Inspire Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East San Cedar Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspire Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right, that's Inspired Design Hair Salon, located in Killeen, Texas, off Stan Sluter Loop. That's Miss D and her crew keeping the people looking even more beautiful and confident than they were prior to receiving services from them. Now, Sammy, Mr. Sammy Ochoa, our number one defensive tackle prospect in the 2017 class in Central Texas. Sammy, what is your height, weight, and 40 time as far as what you run hand time?
My height is 6'2". I weigh 263 pounds, and my hand time 40 would be a 4.85.
4.85. Woo! Folks, those measurables that Sammy just listed, those are the things that college coaches and college scouts like myself crave, you know, to write about, rate, and rank prospects on. When you're that size and that fast, that means you, for the position that you play, of course, that means you're causing a lot of damage, or at least people automatically have the idea that you're causing a lot of damage. And trust me, when you watch Sammy's film after this broadcast, you'll see how much damage he does. But with that being said, Sammy, I have you listed as a defensive tackle prospect. What do you feel are your strengths as a defensive lineman? Because I know you're pretty versatile, and we'll talk about that later.
Yes, sir. I think my strengths are definitely firing off the ball, getting a first quick step, engaging my the defender, and keeping an eye on the ball and really using my hands and my vision to throw them off and go make the tackle or the sack or knock down the pass, whatever you have.
Right. Now, what about the areas of improvement? Because, of course, you know, there's no such thing as a perfect football player or perfect football prospect. So what do you feel are the areas you need to improve on?
I think the areas I would need to improve on are my stance, because I just got moved to that position this past year from linebacker. My stance, really getting to know that whole position and the whole D-line. So I got moved to defensive end this spring, and I really like it. So I got a really a more deep perspective of the view of the whole defense, knowing how to play linebacker, defense tackle, and as well as defensive end spring.
Okay. All right. Now, folks, you heard the young man talk about the different positions he plays. Trust me, when I saw Sammy playing linebacker on film at his size, this guy can do everything that some of the top-ranked linebackers can do at his size. I mean, getting to the ball fast, like you said, you know, getting those hands up, being able to cover those guys in space. This guy can do it, and then put his hand in the dirt and cause damage in the trenches. You can't help but to admire a prospect with those type of abilities on the field. Now, Sammy, do you play any other sports? And if so, which ones?
I do. I do track and field. I do field events. I do the shot put, and I throw discus as well.
Okay. How did your track season go this year?
It went pretty well. I qualified for the regional round for both shot and disc. I kept PRing in shot put and discus each other week, leading up to it each round, and getting top three, top two to make it to regionals.
Okay, and hopefully next year you'll be in the capital city at the state track meet.
Oh, definitely. You'll see me there.
All right. Well, Sammy, as far as track and field or, you know, being a thrower, how do you feel that helps you mature physically as a student athlete in football? That is, how do you feel track and field helps you as a football player?
It really helped me with my balance, my coordination of how my body really does work. Because with my dad being my coach, he's taught me lots and lots about throwing, how to right foot placement, the angle of your arm, when to release it, how to release it. Just a lot of really good insight that helps me during football.
Okay. All right. Well said, young man. Well said. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another commercial break. Then we're going to be back to finish talking football and recruiting with Sammy Ochoa, so stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right. Once again, that's Toastmasters. Make sure you check them out in the city near you. Okay, we're back with Sammy Ochoa from Austin Lake Travis. Sammy, how is recruiting going for you, and do you have any offers yet?
Recruiting is going well. There's a lot of coaches coming through spring ball this past few weeks. I do not have any offers yet, actually. Not yet.
Okay. Well, I know you mentioned a lot of coaches coming through, and coaches, of course, are going to always come through Lake Travis, but what specific schools actually have shown early interest in you?
University of Texas has, TCU, Houston, Oregon, just they gave me personal invitations to camps, and the coaches I've talked to and I've met.
Okay, all right, man, that's great. And Sammy, believe me, continue to keep your head up, young man. Your offers will come eventually. Just focus on playing football and being an honor roll student that you've been doing, and believe me, that time will come and it will pass, man, because there's no way your skills can be denied from playing Division I football. I mean, plain and simple, you got the size, speed, and everything to go with it, so your time is going to come, and believe me, I'll definitely make sure that it's listed in our, or that it's referenced over and over in our scouting reports and our magazines and also on our blog page. So believe me, young man, your time will come. Just continue to have the confidence and faith, and everything will happen well for you. Now,
definitely.
I know you talk about, you know, the schools that, you know, are showing you some interest, or you just mentioned that. I mean, what schools out there that, you know, can you see yourself playing for, or do you like watching on TV?
I've always loved the 30 for 30 ESPN documentaries about the U and the U Part 2. I've always wanted to play for a big physical team like that, Alabama, LSU, those big SEC schools, Texas, just well-rounded, tough defensive schools.
Okay. And, Sammy, one thing I will encourage you to do, because I truly believe you can play for any of those schools and do really well. I mean, I'm not just saying that because you're on the show. I'm saying it because of what I see on film. But one thing I will say is, continue, you know, when you have time away from studying or working out during the football season, continue watching those various teams and the type of defensive schemes that they run just to see, you know, where you fit in. And believe me, a year from now, I think you'll probably be, you know, just overwhelmed with, in a good way that is, overwhelmed with a lot of the recruiting attention that you'll be getting. So just do that, and believe me, you'll figure out which school would be best for you once that time comes. Now, you talked about being invited to a few camps. Are you planning on attending the college camps this summer? And if so, which ones?
Yes, sir, I am. Actually upcoming Sunday, I got invited to the University of Texas football camp. And then after that, I'll be going to TCU and up to Oklahoma, which is a pretty unique camp because it'll be a shell-type camp where we get to wear helmet and shoulder pads. So we get to have some pretty good contact. And then after that, I'll be going to Oregon June 16th through the 18th for a three-day camp. And I'm very excited for that one. And then possibly Michigan, because they have a satellite camp down in Dallas. And then possibly USC.
All right. Right, man. Folks, Sammy's getting the utmost exposure, I'm telling you, by going to all these camps. And I'm telling you, I feel sorry for anybody you go against to that Oklahoma camp. That's the wrong thing they did for you, is give you a helmet and shoulder pads. So I feel sorry for anybody that lines up across from Sammy Ochoa at that camp. But anyway, Sammy, hey, man, just have fun. Like I said in my intro, give the very best first impressions, compete hard, work hard at these camps, and believe me, these college coaches, they cannot ignore you, okay? They're going to continue to come after you. Just focus on getting better, man. All those things will come in due time. All right, well, we're gonna go ahead and take another short commercial break, one last commercial break that is, and then we'll be back to wrap up the show with Sammy Ochoa from Lake Travis High School. So stay tuned.
Hey, Masters Barbershop, located 18 West Rancid, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176 and check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, it's Fade Masters Barbershop and Colleen, Mr. Neil and his crew doing their thing over there. Sammy Ochoa, young man, I have one last thing for you. Do you have any lasting comments that you'd like to share with our listeners about you and your Cavalier teammates?
I would like to say watch out for us in the upcoming season. We're definitely going to make a splash. And our motto this year is Leave a Legacy and RTD, which stands for Return to Dominance. And I'd like to give a last special shout-out to all of our coaches at the high school, all the teaching staff at the high school, and my family listening in New Mexico right now. And a special shout out to you also for having me on the show.
Not a problem, young man. Again, I appreciate you for coming on here. Sammy, hey, man, I look forward to seeing you guys. Definitely would like to see that Midway game, because those are two schools for our fans out there that listen. Those are two schools in Central Texas that are always well coached, and you can always expect to see them in the postseason. And yes, I can appreciate you giving your coaches a shout out, because, man, Lake Travis has always been a well coached team with some good players, well, great players. Well, Sammy, young man, just continue to work hard, take it easy out there, and don't get in too much trouble now at the camps, you know, as far as your skills.
Yes, sir.
All right, Sammy, you take it easy. And for all our listeners out there, remember, go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. You can click on the radio show link just to hear the show again in its entirety, or you can look at Sammy's profile and his highlights as well. Well, remember, T.A. Skyler Scoop at T.A. Skyler Scoop on Twitter, Facebook us, Syntex, T.A. Syntex Football Prospects, that's T.A. Syntex Football Prospects, and also remember our magazine on our website, TASkylerScoop.com. Well, again, make sure you guys be safe out there. It's the summertime. Use your time wisely, okay? It's never a good thing to remain idle, okay? There's always something you can do, whether improving on your studies, improving on your skills, or just being a productive citizen in society. Keep yourselves safe out there, young people. And also, stay healthy, okay? It gets hot in Texas, especially in Central Texas. So keep yourselves hydrated. Keep your water, your Gatorade. Whatever you have to do, keep yourselves hydrated out there, because we want to continue to see you on the field for many, many more games to come. As for myself, you guys be blessed out there, and always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiter scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is T.A. signing off from yet another show.